With us now, we have Professor Deirdre Brown from Ngāpuhi in Ngāti Kau. She's at the Auckland University of Auckland School of Architecture and Planning and has rediscovered eight treasured Māori whakaero rākau. Tēnā koe, Deirdre.
Kia ora, morena.
Morena. How did these get lost in the first place?
So in 1823, a missionary called Thomas Kendall, who was working in the Bay of Islands, acquired a consignment of whakaero rākau, the ones that we're talking about, and he sent them offshore to London to the Church Missionary Society Museum, and he wrote a letter describing Māori knowledge contained within them and spirituality, and the letter has survived, and it was published more than 60 years ago. But the carvings kind of got lost over time. They became estranged from their description. So the project I embarked on was actually looking for them.
Mm. And why? What was your connection with these taonga?
I'm descended from whānau from Rangihaua. That's the Māori side of my family. And I was really interested, you know, there's not much left in terms of Tui Māori after colonisation and the mission. So I've always wondered what our Tui looked like, and I wanted to show my Tui to our boys and say this is our heritage.
And what was the process in finding them? Because I understand that they were in different museums across the world.
Yeah. So it was a long process. It took about 8 years on and off. So I originally started looking for all the CMS taonga sent offshore from Rangihaua, all the missionary taonga sent offshore. And as I worked through this, an exhibition catalogue from 1867 in Paris popped up on a website of a missionary exhibition. And it showed four whakaero rākau from the CMS, and I thought, oh, this is really interesting. You don't often see pictures of these. And then I tracked them down, and they were clearly part of a much larger group, seven, that were purchased by a man called William Oldman from another collector called Horatio Robley in 1910. And Robley probably got them from the CMS Mission Museum in London. And looking at them, looking at this group and finding, you know, looked online and found that they were in museums all over the world, I noticed that one of them had a Roman numeral carved onto it. And I thought, oh, that's unusual. And then one day the idea popped into my head. I'd read a book from 1968 by Judith Binney where she described this consignment list from Thomas Kendall. And I thought, I wonder if this Roman numeral matches up to this list. And then I began this quest of tracking down these whakaero rākau and seeing if they had the numbers on them, and indeed they did, so they all matched, and that kind of closed the loop that these were the ones sent from our home in 1823.
What was the reaction of the museums when you approached them?
Yeah, well, they were very interested because they only knew about the purchase, that they bought them from William Oldman in 1911. So, as you mentioned, they're in museums all around the world. So there are three in Berlin that were sold to the Ethnological Museum. There's another one in Zurich in the Museum Reitberg. There's one in New York, which actually came from a different route, didn't go through Oldman, but that's in the Brooklyn Museum. There's also one at Otago Museum and another one at Canterbury Museum and one, a Taupapa, that's missing. I'm pretty sure it's in Aotearoa, but I haven't found it yet.
And what do you want to happen when, you know, now that you've found them, what happens now to the taonga?
Well, the taonga are really interesting because they are very large, and obviously one set of them are parts of a wakatawa, another set are parts of a pātaka, and then we've got two pare house lintels. So I'd love in time for them to come back together again. We've seen this with the Matatua meeting house coming back together again and being reinstalled. But, you know, it's really up to iwi and hapū to engage with the museums if they want to repatriate them. Otherwise, some of the European museums have been talking about bringing them back together anyway, but I'd love for us just to reconnect with them again and make them warm.
Thank you so much. What an amazing journey you've been on to bring back these Māori whakaero rākau again. Thank you.
Kia ora.
Kia ora.
Thank you.
That was Deirdre Brown, Professor Deirdre Brown from the University of Otago's School of Architecture and Planning, who's rediscovered eight treasured Māori whakaero rākau.